You want to travel this summer, but booking your trip online can be a daunting experience. First of all, there are so many websites to choose from. It's hard to know where to turn for the best fares. Russell Hannon is our budget travel expert, and he joins us now with some advice before you book your travel online. Hello, Russell.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Now, one of the frustrating things about booking online is that, you know, you go, you search, you find that perfect deal. Mm-hmm. And then you want to go away and, you know, just make sure it's going to work. And when you go back, it's all changed. How is that possible?
Well, you know, there's a few ways that websites can actually see your search history. And then they have macros that can possibly change pricing that you see. So one of them is if you have an account with a website and you log in before you do your search, they can see your search history and possibly make assumptions about your intentions. This can even work to your advantage, actually, where someone I know was constantly looking for a flight to Dubai. They were all too expensive and he stopped. 2 weeks later, he got an email with a phenomenal deal in there. So it can work either way. Something else to know is if cookies are enabled on your computer, when you do go back to a website, they can see what you've been looking at on that website previously. And third, websites can also see the sort of operating system that you're using. And some companies may make assumptions or look at stats that show that maybe people with certain operating systems tend to spend more or less. Now, these are overgeneralizations, of course, but just the bottom line there is any analytics that websites can see, they may make assumptions and adjust what they show you accordingly.
Really? Even based on your operating system? What do they think are the wealthiest operating systems?
This is, of course, a theory, but some may feel, which I don't necessarily agree with this, people using Mac operating systems may have more disposable income than those using Windows.
Huh, fascinating. Okay. So what about bidding websites like Priceline, where you can, you know, bid on how much you're willing to pay? How do you make those work to your advantage?
Well, that's called the name your own price feature. And the way that works is you put your credit card information and then you bid what you're willing to pay for a room. And if the website accepts it, they automatically charge your credit card to a non-refundable booking.
Because you have to enter your credit card number beforehand, right?
That's right. And what they do is if you bid more than the base fare that they've negotiated with the hotel, they split the difference 50-50 with the hotel. So one way that you can get that base best fare every time is instead of using a credit card, you can get a Visa gift card at the grocery store, for example, with maybe a $2 balance on it. Use that instead of your credit card, and if Priceline accepts it, you'll get a pop-up window saying we couldn't charge your card because there's insufficient funds. So then you can drop the bid and continue dropping it until it rejects it, and then you know the best fare you can get and come back with your credit card and pay that and not a penny more.
My God, this is... I need you by my side when I'm booking travel. This is all quite complicated.
Well, this is a loophole. They could negate that by pre-authorizing your credit card, so which hasn't happened yet, but for the time being, that's what you can do.
Okay. And is it worth it? Like, can you get... would the fares go down that much that it's worth getting one of these temporary gift cards?
You know what? It's always time versus money. So certainly if price couldn't be the difference between taking a trip or not taking a trip, certainly it's worth investing the time. Quite often I find the more money we have or the bigger our travel budget, the less we're willing to spend the time to do these things.
Yeah. Now, what about a lot of people feel that there's that day of the week? You know, that Tuesday, I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday is the best day of week to book flights. Do you buy that?
I've seen that's a moving target, and it actually changes over time. And I find there's too many moving parts to have a one-size-fits-all scenario. But fortunately, there's some effective tools you can use that'll actually show you the best fare for your specific flight. It'll actually crunch historical data. There's a free app, for example, I like called Hopper. So I went into it, and it showed me, for example, Labor Day weekend, a flight to Los Angeles from Calgary round trip. The best fare I can get now is $559. But it shows also that if you were to wait about a week, based on historical data, you could expect the price to go down by about $50. Then after August 11th, you could expect it to go up by about $40 more than this week. And the week prior to the trip, you can expect, based on historicals, that it could go up by a couple hundred.
And how accurate is that?
Well, you know what? It's comparable to stocks. Its past performance is not necessarily reflective of future returns, but it is using historical data to come up with those numbers.
Interesting. Hopper.
Yes.
That's the app, and it's a free app.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What if I find a better fare? So, you know, you book your flight and then you find a better fare after that, which I think has happened every time I've ever booked a flight. Is there anything you can do?
Well, you know, for flights, because of the cost of the change fees, there's not much you can do for flights. But for hotels and rental cars, however, quite often you only book when you check in. In those cases, you'll never get more flexible terms in booking directly with the hotel or through a travel agency that actually has terms that allow you to cancel. So you lock in today's fare if you find something better, you can change. There's also a couple of websites that constantly look for better fares after you book and will give you the option of rebooking at the lower fare if you find that. So for hotels, Tingo.com, that's a TripAdvisor company. They'll actually refund the difference onto your credit card. And not only will they look for better fares in your hotel, it'll show you hotels nearby that have better fares and will allow you to switch. For rental cars, there's Autoslash.com, which will automatically cancel your existing booking and rebook you at the lower fare if they find it after you book.
Okay. Kingo and Autoslash.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. There's something I'm really interested in.
Yes.
Is this idea that you can get to cheaper fares on short-haul flights by sort of buying a multi-stage flight. Tell us about that.
Well, you know what? Last year, there's a college student that made international headlines with a website that showed hidden city fares. So, for example, flying to Vancouver is naturally more expensive than flying to Kelowna or Edmonton because it's further away. Ironically, you can fly to Kelowna or Edmonton by connecting through Vancouver, which is less than flying to Vancouver itself. So I went to this website, actually, that young gentleman started. It's called skiplagged.com.
Right.
And actually, I found on August 18th, you can fly to Vancouver for $162 at 6:45 a.m. on Air Canada. And on Skiplagged, you can fly for 8% less, be on that exact same flight, but it actually connects to Kelowna. Now, what happens is some people could just jump off the plane in Vancouver and they're paying less. So people who do that,
obviously...
So you're
buying that full flight to Kelowna, but not using the Vancouver to Kelowna leg.
That's right. That's right. So you can't check in your luggage, of course. You have to have a carry-on bag only to do that. Also, you can only do that one way, because they'll cancel the rest of your trip if you do that. And this does cause problems for airlines when people do this as well, because they're waiting for you, expecting you on that next leg.
Right. Lots of great tips, Russell. We're going to post this interview online in case people want to make notes on what you've said.
Wonderful. Happy travels.
Thanks. That's Russell Hannon. He is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And he's with us every Wednesday this summer with advice for traveling on the cheap.
You know what I like when Russell is here? If he watches, he's going through things. Everyone here is busy writing everything down. Where do I go? Tingle? And what's next? Yeah, there's always so many great tips.